good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the industrial action that has been taken by the doctors in the country's leading hospitals.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
We failed to address our concerns. There are three issues. The first one was that the allowances that you are getting for housing allowances, they are grossly inadequate. Then the second one was that overall, the salaries that you are earning, if you compare them to the regional salaries, they are also grossly inadequate. Then thirdly, there are poor working conditions with perinatal hospital, which we think they should be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Abantu bayagula kulezi nsuku, kule mkhuhlane eminingi, kulabo ibhola lani, you name it. Abantu laba bayasacrifice ukuthi bona bayenza umsebenzi baphilise abantu. Uhulumende abe seyekele ukubaholela.
Isusa emajireni bafunda kukanda mabhadza pasi nendawo yokuthi bangataona kuti hurumende ende tiri kukoshesa problem yedu, matambudziko atandirisana nawo munyaya dzemari. Chekutanga, mari yatanga tiri kupuhwa semahousing allowance ayanga isiri kukwana. Chechipiri, mari yatiri kutambira haisi kukwana.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about this strike by the country's doctors.
Junior doctors in most parts of the country, or let me say in the country's hospitals, have embarked on an industrial action to press the cash-strapped government to review their allowances.
For years, the doctors have been clashing with the government for over working conditions. And the last time the doctors downed tools was in 2009. And of course, there are fears amongst Zimbabweans that the timing for this particular strike is coming at a very difficult time for Zimbabwe because of the Ebola epidemic that has ravaged most parts of West Africa. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Those with access to the internet, you can watch your screens right now.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yekuratidzira kwavana chiremba. Nyaya yekuratidzira kwavana chiremba muZimbabwe inenge yakugara ichingoitika kwemakore akawanda. Tingati chava chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga. It will not surprise you that the hair has no horns. Mugariro ndo zvazvinoreva. Asi iko zvino izvi nenyaya yekuti pane chirwere chanetsa ichi cheEbola ndo zviri kupa kuti vakawanda vatemwe musoro kuti zvauya panguva isina kunaka.
Yabakambe Zulu kandaba ye siyakwazitela mhla iwas a Friday lifuna kuti ke lichaye pansi liyekholisa impela viki kodwa singati kehlukani sidike sixoxe ke ngokwenzakala ke khona ngale eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke okungani kugxilile emphakathini ikuthi ke odokotela bakhalale imisebenzi. Bekhalala nje imisebenzi bafuna ukuthi kukhuphulwe lokho kuthiwa ngama-allowances abo. Njalo leholo labo liligqambijana liyaphezulu. Kodwa ke uhulumende siyakwazi ukuthi kala mali Blessing. Engala mali njalo kodwa ke xa ucela kumzali kumele ukukhangele ngelinye ilanga ukuthi umntwana uyakhala phela. Kumele simnike nje okuyingcosana. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi odokotela bake bakwenza khonokho ngo-2009 sebekuphinda ke khathesi bakhala ngemali sibili. Kube sokubuya ke kulo mkhuhlane lo we-Ebola ongani suhluphe kakhulu emazweni amanengi la se North Africa ongani ungavela ungene egumeni uyaqeda imuli yonke. So kulabanye bathi njengoba kade sikusenzakala khonoko kulakho ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bangani bakantsheke kancane ngokuthi nxa sukhangela ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo ungavela uvuke khona lapha eZimbabwe ojuna doctors bengalala imsebenzi kungenzakala kunye kumangalisayo. Yes, cela ukuthi lingene kuhlelo kathesi khona manje lisifonele nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077. Ye khona ngapho ke ePlumtree khona ngapho ke eWange khona ngapho ke Mount Darwin ngenani kuhlelo sixoxene. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, Gibbs, let's start by reading what people are saying on WhatsApp. First wave, Dominic, who says a strike is not the solution. Let them sit down with the minister and talk about it. Edric says the most painful experience at work is to be stripped of your allowances unexpectedly while you are expecting more. Joseph says a disaster in waiting. Enos says junior doctors are behaving as if they are the only civil servants getting low wages. They must work like all civil servants. Gibson says government should take urgent action to resolve the problems affecting our health sector and seek funding. And then Mutape says, oh no, not now. It's likely that teachers and nurses will follow suit. Anyway, it tells Mr. Mugabe of his failure to honor election promises. Matthew says, it's a real threat to our existence. Doctors should be paid. Edmore says, it is unfortunate that innocent people will suffer because of poor governance by a handful of selfish people and corrupt individuals. I understand they've tried other avenues without achieving any results, prompting this strike by junior doctors. I think that is the start of things that will see more and more people marching into the streets. It's high time the government solve this economic challenge once and for all. Muhammad says junior doctors and all in the medical fraternity must be treated with care and paid accordingly. Overly, every element in this country is subjected to this back... To the effects of corruption and bad state management. This country has no place for honest. Previous honest party cadres and politicians have slowly but surely been sidelined. The rot is also prevalent in opposition parties. Your studio must play its part to expose these wrongs. That is, if you have the courage and will. Amen. Challenge gives to
you.
Simeon says doctors must never strike. If they do strike, they must be arrested and charged with murder. Doctors' strike is indeed a criminal act. Garikai says let it spread and as workers will support them. Lako says can't believe this. Doctors taking peanuts while bloody politicians fund their daughters' weddings to the tune of millions of dollars. Petronella says, I feel pity for patients whose lives are put in danger because of this strike. The responsible authorities must meet the doctor's demands as urgently as possible to save people's lives. Skips.
Send more messages. Our number again, 001-202-465-0318. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-465-0318. 0138. Now we've got some messages on Facebook. We've got Busani Aaron Mazula who writes, it's dangerous for the doctors to go on strike, especially with this Ebola epidemic. Then Alexandro Taylor writes, they earn too much money, they must forget about this strike. Then there's Luke who says, this government should wake up and smell the coffee. Our lives are very, very precious. Where is the money from the diamonds? And then lastly, Luke says, I think the timing of the strike is very, very wrong. I think I'll read those three messages.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the strike by doctors. The strike, of course, started at Parrenyatwa Group of Hospitals in Harare yesterday. And our sources are telling us that the strike is actually spreading to other hospitals like Harare Hospital, of course, better known as Gomo Hospital in Harare, and also Mpilo Hospital in Bulawayo. Tinakunzwa kuti munoti kudiimi nekuratidzira kuri kuitwa navana chiremba uku dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei, Gibbs?
I think we've got one of our guests on the line, and this is Miss Shelley Matundu, who is a mother and member of the Christian Legal Society. She is based in Bulawayo. Miss Matundu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for English.
Thank you so much.
Blessing. Now, Mrs. Matundu, you have experienced this before, doctors going on strike. What are the implications of all this?
Okay, basically, the implications are that you're affecting a lot of people, numbers of people to to say the least, mm-hmm. and they are in violation of their right to health. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's serious.
I think we are having a bad connection there. I think we'll try to call Mrs. Mm-hmm. Matundu, but of course, kune awa changu tibata nasi tauti tinge tichi taura neze kuratizira kuru kuitwa navana chiremba kuti muruku zvuona sei uye iro dambudziko iri ringa gadziriswa sei vamwari kuti nenya yechirwere che Ebola azvino nge zvisiri zvinhu zvakanaka kuti pange pachiita kuratidzira pasina vana chiremba. Nechirungu vanotiwo Gibbs, at this moment in time, all hands must be on deck to make sure that the country is not exposed to this Ebola epidemic.
Yeah, kunjalo blessing asikwaziyo ukuthi ke ezibhedlela khona ngale amadokotela lawa yiwo akhangele kakhulu abagulayo. Ungakhangela sibili amadokotela esingani asele izikhundla ezinkulu. Ungazani hayi abakwenzi kakhulu lokho ukuthi babe bayibo abaphitshika ngomsebenzi. Bona amajaha lamantombazana angani kuthiwa ngama-junior doctors ayasebenza kwamagama. So nxa ukuthi ku-strike kunje kumbe ngithi ekhala lemisebenzi, kutsho ukuthi ke okunengungama kungasayenziwa elizweni. Kungama kungasayenziwa elizweni kule nkinga ye-ebhola leyo kuthi ngxa ingagcina ingena phela lakweZimbabwe. Ungeke watsho ukuthi ayisuzengeni, iyangena kuphela, akwaziyo phela lokho. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, we tried earlier on to get in touch with the Minister of Health, Dr. David Parrenyatwa, but we could not reach him, Gibbs. Yes. His phone was just ringing nonstop. Maybe he was in a meeting. But the Newsday is quoting the chief executive officer of Parrenyatwa Group of Hospital, Mr. Thomas Gora, is saying, and I quote, "The issue is not only found at Parrenyatwa Hospital, but it affects all central hospitals. I had a meeting with the doctors, and I have since referred them to the permanent secretary." That should be Dr. Gwinji, of course, the health permanent secretary, so that the government can try to intervene. Of course, there were meetings today between the ministry and the junior doctors. And earlier on, I had talked to one of the doctors, that is Dr. Nyasham Tetkwa. We hope you join us later on. But he was saying that there was a deadlock. So, which means that this industrial action is likely to continue.
And I'm told by our producers that our guest, Shelley Matundu, is on the line. Are you on the line there, Matundu? Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me, Shelley Matundu? I think we've got a slight problem. You know, the phones are a big problem these days. So we'll try by all means, most probably, to, you know, call it back and try Dr. Nyasha Mteto as well. So, ask Kangela Kunapake Blessing, Mwazakala, Zimbabwe. Siawazukuti, Kuleskati, Lapo, Abantu, Ababla, Kona, umkhuhlane wohudo umkhuhlane lwana sibili wathanyela abantu abaningi kwamagama kwakusenzelwa okwakwenza khona kuyikuthi ezidaladini kwakuhlala kulezibe eziningi bese kubuya lokunye nje kwasokungena emanzini abantu babasebenzisa so nxa ukuthi kungenzakala khonoko kunxa ukuthi abantu laba bekustrike kuzahluba kakhulu
indeed regathi ende kumthelelo wokutanga mkoma Donald makadimi mkoma Donald
ndipo makasimbere mkoma Blessing
aiwa isu tiri nani muri kuona sei nyaya yekuradzira kwaana chirembai
vana chiremba varesawo zvavo havo kuti varadziri panguva ino asi ie marights avo nokuti vanofanirwa kuti vaone mari vanoziva kunoenda mari kunoperera mari yenyika saka vane right yekuti varatidziri nokuti vanoziva kwainoenda otherwise deva vachizi nyika haina mari zvochose vangade vasina kuratidzira but vanoziva kuti kune mari dzamangoda zvinongosakatika dhazaiva muchiona vachidi vachiratidzira kuratidzira kwavo ivi hai kwakanaka zvako but chongoshirawo kuti vanhu vanenge vachiparara muzvipataramo
dzorai volume yeredhiyo yenyu asi tichikubvunzai zvakare kuti asi mukoma Donald dambudziko ringagadziriswa sei
dambudziko rongogadziriswa kana gavhumendi yedu ikaaloketa mari kumadhokta iwawo vachitaurianawo iri rizerebho yavanodawo inokwanisa kuti vararame zvakanaka nokuti kana zvakadai kuti mangoda vanotiuta vachizha asi zvotatanhu vazoparara munyika izvozvo madhokta anoramba basi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatenda mukoma Blessing
of course nyasha is concerned that the strike is coming at a very wrong time and they're saying unfortunately there's a lot of corruption and as a result you have doctors that are underpaid and they end up going on strike
So I think our guest is back again. Back, you know, there's a problem with the phones. So, usuko na inekwa na mama. Yes, kwa usoni bicha na phone ni yako wazeti sisi na bicha.
Yes, you said to the phone.
Yes, sisi kuzoka kuli. So you were actually saying that you know this could be a serious problem among families if the doctors are on strike. Yeah, so take it from there.
Yes, as a mother, kuvele abantwana abancane kumele sibanakekele kakhulu and our doctors are the first point of call vele nxa ulabantwana abancane kumbe even abakhulu but then if they are now on strike sesingayesaba ke what happened a few years ago abantwana bethu abanye ages up to 2 bafa nge-cholera and we don't expect that from our very progressive country ayithi and the strike itself njengoba umlalelo omunye ukhulume ukuthi it's coming at a very bad time sesibhekane le ndaba ye-ebola leyo I mean abantu abethu are going to be very much affected mina vele senze sesesaba lokugada umshova lokwenzani lokuphuma phandle vele lakho sokusesabisa ngoba yabsesaba ukuthi orit ngabambi imkhuhlane nje bazanceda yini empilo and sikhangele lokuthi yebo siyavuma ukuthi odokotela imali abayitholayo bathi bakhala ngayo ukuthi mani but kule principle yana ethiwa yi-first do no harm lapho odokotela laba abancane sebesenzani bakithi they're actually going against their principle nalokho abakutrayinelayo and even ungakhangela even I mean mina I believe ukuthi nxa uzinikele emsebenzini wakho do your work unga-expectanga inzuzo ngoba inzuzo vele ayivele kumuntu but ivela kunkulunkulu and as such if these doctors are going on strike at a critical time like this they should think twice about being human beings first and what they are doing to the country
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ungayikhatshani ubambe ucingo khonapho ye so she's saying these doctors are going against their principles you know of not doing any harm to any human being So she says she's even afraid of going out of her house, you know, because of this Ebola scare. So at the end of the day, she thinks that, you know, Zimbabwe may return to the scenario of the 2008 cases of cholera, where, you know, several people, or let me say hundreds of people died. So she's a very scared mother. So nxa sibona khona ngapho ke ngempilo yenu ukuthi lime njani kwele Zimbabwe. Ubona ngazani ke ukukhala imisebenzi lokhu kuzakwenza ukuthi impila kahle yabantu ime njani
ukukhalala umsebenzi is not the solution that's my point mina angibona ukuthi umuntu nxa ezimisele wahamba esikolo wazimisele ukuthi mina ngizafela ilizwe lami and you actually take an oath kufana lesotsha isotsha lingazimisela ukuthi hayi ilizwe lami leli ngizalilwela uyazi kuzisa ubuhlungu njani ukuthi odokotela laba especially the young ones if you're saying they're young doctors you'd be expecting them to be energetic about some of these things, passionate about saving people's lives.
Uh-huh.
They are putting the nation at risk, at serious risk. They should look at themselves as human beings. We understand that it's difficult. People, they spend 4 or 5 years. That is their seven as four or nine, 4 or 5, 6 years. But we would call them I don't want to give them some credit because at this moment I might not be very objective about what I'm going to say. But at this moment they should look at themselves as a lifeline avant because they are scientists, they are doctors, they know about our anatomy more than we do. So they are putting our lives at risk.
Yeah, one because I'm going to catch on a blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the industrial action that the country's doctors have embarked on, but the serious concern in the country that with the Ebola outbreak, the timing is just bad. And tinenge tinemwe mutereri tina vamakuni, makadi vamakuni.
Ndakasimba here blessing ku Washington.
Aiwa isu tiri nani vamakuni nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa yekuratidzira kwavana chiremba.
Ndainzwisisa vana chiremba vane dambudziko ravainaro mari dzavanotambira varuti ishoma nemaconditions acho haana kururama asi ndinofunga kuti timing yavo iri wrong. Iri wrong pekuti vanhu vavanoshandira iwo machiremba ndo the poorest among the poor musociety. Robert Mugabe harapwe muno mune cabinet nemaminista zake vaivanga vari ana chiremba vekusingapore varamba basa zvaive neimpact kuna Robert. But because iye haaneina chiremba womuno vana chiremba ava hatovaziva ndakanzwa achiti pakaseparatwa mapatya aya zvatondishamisawo kuti mune vana vanogona kuseparita vanhu vakadai nokuti iye haana chipatara chemuno chaanonorapwa saka impakti yazvo kana kuti azive kuti vana vavaita strike hatombozviziva because haasenze navo haaende kuzvipatara zvemuno vanhu vavatoisa padhenja ndiyesu varombo kuvarombo vatatotarisana neibhola iyo zvakasimba iyo ngavanzwire vabereki vavo titi vazive kuti Robert haasi mubereki wavo vabereki vavo ndiyesu saka isisu ndosivavaisa parumana nzombe tinonzwisisa chaizvo kuti vana ava vane dambudziko asi kambani yavanoshandira inonzi Zimbabwean government haitozivi kuti variko saka ukastrikaka murungu aunoshandira asingazive kuti unomboenda kubasa kana kuti hauende hazvina kana impact saka ndiri kuti ndoda kungoyeuchidza ana chiremba vana vedu avo kuti dai vanoitira strike vari kusingapore mumwe musi ndarawo yaiziva kuti kune ana chiremba varamba basa as it is now yes ndichapinda parumana nzombe ndatenda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, what Mr. Makuni is saying is that the doctors, for the sake of their patients, must not embark on industrial action because he's saying that most of the cabinet ministers, they don't even seek treatment in Zimbabwe. They go overseas. And he's citing the example of the president who flies to Singapore each time he has a health problem. So he's saying that the politicians will not feel the impact. It's only the poor who are going to be at the short end of the stick. So he's saying that it's counterproductive, really. And then tina mkoma nobet variparunari. Makadi mkoma nobet.
Kidumo makadiyo.
Aiwa, tiripota orisai zicho matinzwe mkoma nobet. Munoti kudi nenyaya yekuratidzira kwavana chiremba.
Iza ndakatarwa namai vari papa bandira nazo bai. Kuti munhu anozvipira pakushanda basa rake chirema kana kuchikoro ndobapedza 7 years ari kuchikoro handiti. So ari kudawo mari ndopamutona they are looking for greener pastures vachienda kunana Australia vachibuda kunze kwenyika because vari kudawo mari dzekuti varava nzvimbo dzavo. Apaka munhu anda kuenda kubasa asingawani kurarama. Isusu hatisi kuti munyika hamuna mari because ukatasa macabinet ministers vanofamba nemaletesi kazi ichetezi letesi ka yabuda vanenge vachifamba nayo handiti. Nyika ina mari here mukuva blessings. Because nyaya iri kuitika chiremba vari kushanda vari kustrenwa they are working over kupinda zvavafa vaita because hamuna machiremba akakwana munyika. Chirema anorava pakoo panight yes ari kumaoperations makufanira kufuma kubuda achienda kuchipatara handiti. Haana nguva yekuzorora. Magrivises avo atori correct izvo zvavazostrika ndokuti kana kuti vana hula raemusesi vapindiri.
Ko zviri kunzikana nehurumende haina mari pari zvino mukoma Nobert
madi
hurumende kairi kuti haina kana kobiri
mari irimo muhurumende asi havadi kusimudza musoro because ukatasa kumaparastatals machisle executive officers akanzi iwo ngaawane ma6000 ko chiremba akadzidza siiona chiremba akadzidza ndiani ari kuita basa rakakura siiona chiremba ndiani munhu anongotorwa hanzi nanomanaja parastatal haana kumbobvira ina kuchikoromo siiyo chiremba akaenda kuchikoro 9 years but anopiwa 320 as a basic salary opiwa $300 as an allowance ivari here kuva iitakaona jena hendi kuparastatal
pane dambudziko
padambudziko rakakura vaikoana chiremba kana varivisa magrivies yavo they are correct
ya aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nobert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatendawo nekutifonera kwamaita
tinotenda zvikuru of course Nobert is saying the government must pay doctors a period. He's saying there are a lot of resources in the country that are being misused. He's also citing those mega salaries for executives in the government parastatals. He's saying that money can be put to better use by, of course, paying the doctors. He's saying he does not buy this idea that the government is broke. They are diamonds and all minerals which are not being utilized properly.
And I guess he said that he did not agree with what Mrs. Matundu was saying.
Yes.
So I guess, Mrs. Matundu, you are hearing this gentleman expressing his views. What could be your reaction to what he said?
Yes, let him get me right. I did not say that they don't deserve to be well paid. I did mention that they go to school for the 6-7 years that they go. I'm sure in Zimbabwe they go for 5-6 years, and in other countries they go for 7-8 years, and probably do extra 12 years. That is understandable. But looking at the context, is this, so they are striking during a critical time, and we would expect them to have that humanness. Mawar, we understand. Munwe apana munhu ari kuhora mari yaanoda. Inini pandiri papa pandiri kuhora mari yaanoda. I've gone to school and everything else. But I'm not saying Uguti, they should not be given that money. Yes, if money is there, and money is there, definitely, we are told that, yes, Zimbabwe is endowed with natural resources, diamonds, aluminium or whatever kind of minerals that we have. Because where there's diamonds, there are other minerals. But however, I am saying, at this moment, it's not ideal for these young men and these honorable young women to be going on strike, more especially when we are faced with a disease like Ebola. At this moment, it's not ideal. But to deserve Mari, yes, everyone deserves an increase. Everyone deserves an increase because we are getting the salaries that we are not supposed to be getting.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungayindawo lapho silo mnumzana Elliot ubambe khonapho Elliot ecingweni uyangizwa kuhle ye ubambe ucingo khonapho ungayindawo siyabuya sisathatha ke ibreak encane ke lapho lo blessing siyabuya kuwe khonapho
of course my Matundu rambai makabata for our radio listeners we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.
ማደሩ የትግርኛ ስርጭት ይቀጥላል።